We're coming, and we ain't backing down.
We don't need a bunch of cats in here looking in the mirror.
I'm bitterly disappointed with the officiating today.
Guys being dudes.
And they run through our like through a tin horn, man.
I don't care what anybody says. Ain't nobody in their Deadpool have gangster Mark Stoops outlasting the basketball coach of the University of Kentucky. I don't care how many fucking Music City Bowls the Wildcats go to.
I'm astonished that this happened. Yeah.
Go ahead, Alex.
I'm a big sucker for college sports history and its propensity to repeat. And yeah. If you read the Sinful Seven, which Richard and I worked on with Jason Kirk and Spencer Hall, or I think I've talked about it on the show before, you are familiar with the story historically at Kentucky.
Kentucky Dead Letters.
Which we adapted from Sinful Seven. Thank you. If you're familiar with the Kentucky Sinful Seven episode, the Kentucky Dead Letters episode, which is in your feed right now, there's only so many resources, only so much affection that can be doled out from the administration to coaches at Kentucky, and the basketball coach gets all of it. And that drove Bear Bryant almost insane, and it's why he left explicitly for Texas A&M, the Adolph Rupp favoritism thing. And then a couple years ago, when John Calipari went public to talk about how Kentucky's a basketball school and needs nicer stuff as much as he respects what Mark Stoops has done with football, I thought, wow, Mark Stoops gone in a year. I mean, he's running for the hills. He's going to be sick of this. The fact that it was John Calipari who ran for the hills, actually not a lot of hills in Arkansas, right? More flat.
The fact that it was John Calipari. There's an entire mountain range.
Oh, right. Oh, yes.
There's a mountain range in Arkansas.
Excuse me. Yes.
It's a Big Ten
education. Revealing that that's one of my last states that I haven't been to. I'm kind of embarrassed now. Point is, the fact that Calipari is gone before him is among the most shocking survivor victories by anyone in college sports ever. I can't think of one that's greater. Fact that it lasted as long as it did with those two and Mitch Barnhart there, also kind of an upset. Did not think that
I don't
would
have. I am going to have to cut Alex off. I don't have a perfect segue on this. It is just that as we were recording this sort of fun little asterisk, little anecdote in between coaching cycles, the Calipari to Arkansas information occurred. It's also, hey, Richard, you know what's weird? Like, I saw the rumors and I like went to bed on Sunday night, didn't really pay attention, like woke up, was at the gym this morning and like saw it crawl across the deal, and another guy at the gym said something, whatever, and I was like, oh, this is how normal people absorb coaching news.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Like, I didn't make any phone calls. Yes. I was just like, a thing is transpired.
I had the same thing in the sense of what actually has broken contain, right? So in a story that I read about the Calipari thing, there was an anecdote of like, I guess SMU fired their head coach like while the NCAA tournament games were going on the first day. And like that was, nice. You know, if that happened in college football, we would obviously have blown that out in some way, shape or form and joked about it or whatever. But like the thing that breaks contain into my like college basketball sphere is, you know, somebody the size of John Calipari retiring or Coach K last year.
Yeah. It's just wild because, you know, I've had many nights where I would just be like, God, I just want to watch something, zone out and go to bed. And they'd be like, I've got a hot tip about Louisiana Monroe. And I'm like, fuck, I got to get out of the bed. And normal people, this is what they do. This is how they absorb this information. The only fucking transition that I can create out of this was that as I was sweeping up the slaughterhouse floor of the coaching cycle in my notes, I was left with a sort of group. You can call it a survivor's pool or a dead pool, depending on how we want to treat this. And there was also a piece of news that passed recently that I don't think we did anything on the shows about, or I brought up, was one Neil Brown, West Virginia head coach, received one of those sort of like, it's not Fugazi, but it's like, you know, extensions, kind of like they reworked his deal. That's not a big news item. That's not something we would do a show about, except for the fact that we either willfully or just sort of by virtue of the business, have really short memories in college football, including in the media. So if I were to ask you this time last year, who's your number one pick to get fired from a P5 and who might get fired first? The majority of people that you would have asked in the industry, not Joe Fan walking on the streets to their sports bars, like an industry person would have said Neil Brown. Okay. Now, does this always happen? No. Does it happen a good bit? Yeah, it kind of does, where you have a select group heading into the following season that you would say in the traditional sense, hey, this guy is on the hot seat. So what I did was I scooped up some names of guys who were what we were told by at least one or two credible people throughout the waxing and waning of the coaching cycle of the 2023 college football season into the 24 offseason. I have a list of names here that could all essentially enter the year as Neil Brown. All right. And what I want to do is just play a little game. These are the people that, and I think my criteria to be on this list was someone I trust-ish actually said, hey, I think they're going to get fired. Okay. Alex, you're going to recognize one name here. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready for it.
You're ready for it. Okay. Number one, Dave Aranda from Baylor. Number two, Sam Pittman, Arkansas. I guess that was my one transition. I could have, like, maybe the Heat's off Sam Pittman now. Number three, the obvious candidate that everyone's talking about, Billy Napier at Florida. Number four, just to add a little spice, a little G5 flavoring, Mike Houston, Eastern Carolina. Not the best record there the last couple of years. And then number five, your team, Alex, your nativeness, your tribe, Pat Narduzzi at Pitt. There are, look, I'm gonna, before we get into this, I understand the context is different and